Wild horse herd again. There's the black stallion in the back. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. We're far enough away that stallion not going to worry about us, I don't think. All right, this is Bill Chisholm, one of my old friends. When he was a young boy, he come and would bring a carload of people to church over here. Many years ago, and now I'm bringing him up here and showing him. I've never taken him up in these hills before.
About 30 years later.
30 years later, yeah. All right, there's the petroglyph. Do you see all of them? There's a medicine wheel on one side of it over here.
This is neat.
I'm going to show you a real good one pretty soon. It's not... It'll show up better on this than it will.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. If you take a black and white picture of that, it does real good.
This
show these mountains up here. We're going up the Trail Canyon. A lot of pinyon pines. This is where the Indians used to live. They lived off these pines. Of course, there's a lot of deer and everything in here also. That one looks like he's shedding it already.
Pine nuts?
Yeah. A lot of pine nuts up here. Maryland's wanting to come and get pine nuts.
I don't blame her. I do too.
What are they? About pound? $15 a pound or something?
Something like that. And I usually go up over Wild Rose and get them.
Yeah. There's Wild Rose Canyon we're going to go through up here pretty soon.
Yep.
All right. And there's Maryland right there, trooping right along with us.
There's one surfacing right there.
Oh, just look down in there, Bill. Look down in that water.
Look at the fish.
Yeah. Look at the fish in the water.
Oh, wow.
Just look out there across the pond.
Oh.
And watch them hit in every place.
Yeah.
They're great big fish are on the other side of the pond over there. There's a waterfall over there.
Look.
Yeah. I've stood out here and caught 100 fish in a day.
Is this where we're fishing at?
Yes, this is where we're fishing. This is it. I'm going to take you on up first, though, and then we're going to come back. I'm going to take you on up. We're going to leave you here to take wild fruit, and we're going to go to the top, Marilyn.
Well, I'm going to go with you, but right now I'm spotting stuff.
There we go.
Here, I just love it. You can even see the trout down in the water.
Oh yeah, it's just watching a big old ice cream pie. Right there. There he is. Little guy.
Yeah.
What are these browns up here or rainbows?
Everything. Brooks. Cutthroat, browns, rainbows, brook trout.
Borrow a bag from you and bring some.
What?
I may have to borrow a bag from you and bring some home.
Yeah. That's Boundary and Montgomery Peak straight ahead. Put this right up here and see what it does. I knew they liked that red worm.
they'd like little lures too.
Oh, they probably would. I got the camera going. Get one hook on there?
Yeah. Let's see if you went into the pond. Oh, he's just a little guy.
Little?
You want to get a
picture
of him?
Hold him up to the camera.
Could you snap a picture, Jim?
Oh yeah, I'll snap.
Just so I could prove I was doing what I said I was. Just that little white spot.
Hold on, just a second.
Hang on, buddy. Stop. I'll put you back. Stop. 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 You're gonna hurt yourself. Stop it. Stop it. My big killer fish.
On the white spot?
Caught a whale, yeah.
Okay, that's it. There you go, man.
Caught a whale. Okay, buddy, let's get you off there.
My line is so tangled up.
Do you want him, Jim?
Oh, no, we'll just throw him back.
Stop, buddy. Stop.
Put him down.
Stop it. Stop it. I'm trying not to hurt you. He just needed a little bit of coaxing. Oh, mine is. It can't decide if it wants to behave or bird's nest.
This is the first time I've seen a bird's nest on there.
Instantly had a strike.
Huh?
Instantly had a strike.
Yeah.
These little guys are hardly pan fryers right now, though, huh?
Now, finally, it's working. Thank you.
through, quickly got my worm.
The line is pretty tangled up.
So's this. I gotta get this one restrung. We were going out on a trip, and I didn't really have any time to do anything about it. And this is the original Kmart line.
Hey, Bill, am I still a pretty good Indian guide?
I think you're a pretty good Indian guide. But what does it say?
Well, if you look up on that hill up there, it'll tell you where another cache is.
Okay.
It's a map going to another town. The upside down duck may be a man that died here.
And there's, looks like river?
Yeah, that's the trail.
Horse.
See those shoes? Now see those deep marks?
Yeah.
Look at the deep marks. Over here, yeah, see the deep marks?
Yeah.
Yeah. All of that means something.
And there's more over here.
Yes. The top of it was broken off. Do you see the top up there?
Is this like a calendar or trips made or what?
Yeah. That is probably how many days and things like that. And it's rain. It also means rain. And that other one means a trail.
Is that trail or water?
Trail, I believe. If you look up there, there was an ancient place where they would hide their baskets and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And it tells you how to get up there to where the cache is.
Oh, up in there.
Yeah. Now look over there on this side. There's another cache up there.
Okay.
See the cache up there?
Uh-huh.
See the cave?
Yeah.
Okay. And there's the truck right here. Did I get pretty close to it?
I think you got pretty close to it. What does the owl mean? Is that an owl?
I don't think anybody knows exactly what everything means.
Is that an owl?
But do you see that?
It's either an owl or a cat.
Oh, there?
Yeah. Right there.
Yes. Right here and here.
Right here?
Yeah.
That looks like an owl.
Yes. Now look up there. Somebody shot that with a rifle. See, it's busted off.
Uh-huh. Probably trying to steal pieces.
Yes. Anyway, this is one of the most magnificent ones. Have you seen the big petroglyphs down here?
Oh,
down
yes.
Down to the end of the valley? Have you seen those? Okay. They're half of them gone.
You want a picture by it, Jim?
I've got a lot of pictures. That one in the cabin. I'm standing by that one 35, 40 years ago.
So you go by horse?
Hmm?
Through the trees?
Mm-hmm.
By the duck? Down the road? For 10 days and you're at the cache?
I don't know. The cache was up there. One of the caches is up there. I've been to these caches 60 years ago. 60 years ago. I've gone and looked in those caches. They had baskets and things in there all over.
Oh, that's cool.
I just left stuff alone. There were clothing.
Yeah.
See Boundary Peak?
Yep.
We're going to go up there to the trailhead where I used to live. In 1957, 58, 59, and part of 60, that right there was my house, right there. That's where I lived. There's a big army tent there. We put a big army tent there, and right over here, from about over there, coming this way, now these logs weren't there. Right up to this road here, over there, was a horse corral.
Okay.
We had T-posts driven in the ground, and we put ropes around it. And right there It's where the horses would have water to drink. We'd take food and we'd take grain, and they had plenty. They'd eat those bushes, the rose hips, this white sage and everything. Anyway, we had a pretty good trail here, about 150 feet by 100 or something like that. And there's Maryland.
Look at the old bridge.
Yeah. That's not too old because it wasn't there.
That's cool.
Yeah, now this is, the horses got in there one time and got back in those thickets, and we had to go get them, and they were full of ticks.
Oh, I'll bet.
Oh, they had ticks. We had to throw them down here on the ground and pick the ticks off of them.
Good grief.
Now that's the wild currants there, Marilyn.
Look, the campfire.
Yeah, that's the camp place.
Where's the book at?
It's on over here at the trailhead. That's the wild currants right there. I wanted to get a shovel.
Sure is.
Now we're liable to run into bear up in here, and we got to bear bait, so we don't have to worry about that. We can get off, take off running.
Not me.
Bitter?
Not quite ripe yet.
Yeah, bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Are you coming along, Marilyn? All these are currants. Now, on my other place, I took these. I dug up a currant bush here, and I had it on my other place up there. See, these currants are looking real good. Bill's assigning his name to the roster. A lot of people have been up here, haven't they?
Uh-huh.
You coming right along, Marilyn? Oops. Now, right here is where I lived for 3 years, every summer.
This is nice.
See the horse trails?
Doing the animal drives?
Well, we caught him. We'd catch a horse. I'm going to tell you something. I was 10 years old. Well, I was 7 years old when I started. Well, about 10 years old. 1957. You rope a horse up on that hill. And you cross lead him down. You rope him and your partner roped him. And you get between him and you lead him down.
That sounds like an event.
It was an event. And you come down off of those hills with those horses. I got pictures at home that show you this place. There's a picture of me. Marilyn, are you there?
Yeah, she was signing that.
Okay, right there's a picture of me on a horse.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm sitting on a horse right there on a Red Rocket. And Dale took a picture of me with a Brownie box camera. And I've got that. And that horse, I had a $30 saddle. I gave $150 for him. And I had a $30 bit in his mouth.
Hey, it worked.
And I earned every bit of it myself, training horses.
Now, you know that other critter's coming down from up in there. He's going to be living up in there. This is awesome, Jim.
Man, are you down there? A bear didn't get you, did he?
It was a Bigfoot.
Well, this is where those five people saw that Bigfoot, up there.
It wouldn't surprise me.
It was up on up there by the rocks, where this goes on up, and you go right up in the bottom of it, and where the rocks were, the thing was bouncing around over the rocks. It said it looked like a chimpanzee, and it was reddish with long hair. Well, I'm going to tell you something. What I saw wasn't reddish with long hair.
Well, I saw it had deer fur. It was that brownish gray like a deer.
It's gray.
Yeah,
bluish gray, blue gray. That one I saw down there,
mine had blue
was
eyes,
it was about 20 miles from here, I guess. Marilyn, are you all right?
Yeah.
They're definitely here, though.
Let me see your name on the book. Look at me. Did you write my name, too?
No, I thought you did already.
No, I didn't.
Well, I started it.
Now pick it out. You're supposed to finish this one out. Go ahead with
that. Well, that one's all marked up there.
Okay, well, take that one out and write my name down there too.
Okay. Let me get my pen. I left a pen in here.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah, right there. What, Bill?
That way when the bear eats us, they know where we were.
Yeah. There's a gopher in here.
You got a gopher?
Yeah. You know, when I was a kid, there weren't any gophers here. Now, can you imagine, Bill? I want you to look at this. Marilyn, we're going to go right down here, okay? I don't know if she can hear me or not.
Look at the teepee.
Yeah. Now look up here, Bill. Now on this camera, it don't look like much. But I sat down there by the creek. I had a fish hook in my finger.
Ouch.
A treble hook. Rode that horse, and I was sitting over here, right over there, and I was sitting in a chair, and I was trying to get that hook out of my finger, and Dale came off of that tallest mountain up there, come riding down, straight down that mountain.
Good grief.
Right straight down that mountain. I can't remember whether he was on Red or whether he was on that horse of Frank Matias.
Boy, that's a ride, too.
That's straight down that mountain he came down.
That is straight down.
There were no shoes on that horse when he got down. When he got down here, I was sitting over here and about to cry. I wasn't crying for pain. I was afraid he was going to whip me for having this fish hook in my finger. And he got down there and he looked at me. I was sitting right here is where I was. Right there. Now, there's fish in this creek, too. And I'd caught a big fish right here. Right down there. I had a line and I had a fish on there, and I fooled around and got it and tried to flip it back in there and got that hook in this finger right here.
Ouch.
And I couldn't cut it out. And I saw him coming down off that mountain, up there where those trees are up there. See that? I saw him coming down slow off that mountain, straight down that mountain. And he come over here, come straight down that mountain. And I was sitting here trying to get that fish hook out of my finger before he got here.
Did you get it?
Nope.
And
when I got down here, I'd had blood all over me. And I had a snake bite kit. And I was using the scalpel to try to get that fish hook out.
I'll bet you got it.
Well, anyway, he got down here and he looked at me and he said, "Son," he said, "you're not going to get that fish hook out of your finger." He said, "Only one way you can get that fish hook out is to pull it all the way through and cut the barb off of it. You got to cut the other hooks off, pull it through, cut the barb off, and then pull it back through." And he said, "I can't do it." He said, "I can't do it." He said, "You're going to have to do it." And he said, "I know you can do it. You're tough." Anyway, he did. He showed me how, and I did it. But boy, I had about a 20-inch trout caught in here.
Oh, right on.
And it was pretty nice. Anyway, this is Trail Creek.
Beautiful.
On up there is the headwaters of Trail Creek. Now, if you come here, you'll see these little old fish flitting around through there. Well, this was the early part of my life right here.
How old were you then?
About 10? In 1957, I was 10 years old. In 1959 and 60, I was 12 and 13. So this is where I learned the cowboy right here. This was it. Now that's about 3 or 4 miles up there, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
At least maybe five miles. Then you rode straight down.
That is a lot steeper than it looks.
Yes, it is. That is something else. Now, back up this canyon, you go up there and then you'll see switchbacks going up where the wild horses go up. And they eat this white sage. And back up in here, you go back up in that Queen Canyon in there, there's sage hens up in there, and they'll be drumming, blah, 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 like that. Marilyn? What do you think about this place?
I like it.
This was my home. All right.
Let's get a picture. It's Bigfoot.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, now we've got a hole. There's Marilyn. Uh-huh. I told her to look out here, and I said, what do you see over there, Marilyn?
I can't.
You can't walk up that?
No, I have to use something to get a hold of. Oh, go on and take
What's
it.
Wrong with your cane?
That's what I mean, I need it.
Okay, well get your cane and come over here. Now, I'm surprised that no bears come up here and eat all these berries already.
Oh, but now that you said it and we're here.
They're all the way up Wyman Canyon like this. Bill, there's groves of these things up there just by the hundreds of these elderberry trees.
I believe it.
Bushes, whatever you want to call them.
How many do we want, Jim?
Fill it plumb full. There's a bunch of them right there. I can guarantee you, she won't quit until they're all gone off of that tree. I clean that rock out of the way before you, Marilyn. There we go. Now you hold this for him. I'm going to go get another bag.
Okay.
Do you want to clip some off, Marilyn? I'll hold the tree down for you.
Would you like to do that?
Well,
She wants you to wait on her.
While you're over there, Jim, do you want to take a picture real quick?
Yeah.
That way I can actually prove I do something. Nobody ever believes it.
All right there. Here we go. Alright. This acts like it's I don't have the white spot anymore, Bill.
Oh, okay. It might be stupid.
I don't know how to do it. Virtual shot.
Don't worry, Jim, I can't figure out how to do it neither. Oh, it's trying to do like a movie or something.
Oh, okay. Well, this is a movie here. Okay. All right, we got you, Bill. Wyman Canyon is full of these. You just can't hardly walk through the trees. I'll take you up there. We'll go up there.
Probably not today, but...
No, we can't do it today. We have to get off early. Take off earlier.
Well, you're going to have the pressure cooker and everything out, aren't you?
Well, I don't need a pressure cooker. I just want to keep the berries off. They're pretty good.
I don't know whether the camera sees all of them or not. Those deer and stuff have ate them off pretty high. Kind of like a fish, you know, fish are territorial too.
Do you want some more?
I think this is
okay. I'm gonna grab probably one sprig of them.
Okay, well just get let's fill it plumb up. If you can, that way you can take some with you. I want to take a picture. Steel pitcher. If you don't fill that thing up, you'll make me come back up here.
Oh, should I not fill it up, Marilyn?
No, fill it up. Well, we saw this thing in bloom, remember? You remember when we saw it in bloom, Marilyn? We're probably at 8,800 feet or 8,500 feet here. Oh, there's some good ones up there. Yes, it has been. The last one we got, we were on the Kern River.
Yeah. And they were big as green peas.
Berry blood. Oh, now that's yummy. Okay, you want some more or you good?
Marilyn, go ahead and get what you can get if you want to. I don't want to come back up tomorrow. Yes, we did.